I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to your power station. It is Energy 100 FM. My name is Nashawn, and of course, we're back with another episode. What are we going to call this? I was thinking of a couple of names, actually, throughout the week since our very first interview, and the only name that kept on coming back to me is Econo Talk. I don't know why, but nonetheless, a very good day to you. We are, of course, talking once again to that is the editor of The Economist. He's also an economic analyzer and commentator, that is Mr. Daniel Steinmann. And basically, we're just having these conversations, with him, sort of like to fill you in on what's happening in terms of the economy and, of course, really unpacking what some of these things mean that the media is feeding us. So basically, it's economics simplified, if I can put it that way. Good day to you, sir.
Good day, Najon.
How are you doing today?
Very well.
Good to have you back. I'm really excited about today's conversation. Of course, I'd like to think that this is pretty much almost impromptu. And I think that's what's really exciting about, having impromptu conversations is that you're able to visit areas that you would have otherwise not visited in terms of a specific aspect of things. You get where I'm going with that?
If the conversation is too structured,
yes,
and you work too closely to a script, you often overlook very important, lively issues that can only come up in a live discussion.
Definitely.
So the format's very important.
I quickly want to talk about two things today. Of course, with the very first part of things, we're going to talk about where the economy is currently right now. Like I did mention earlier, we're getting all these stories from the media. We read all these stories in the newspapers. We hear them on the radio. We see them on TV. But in terms of the economy, really, where are we right now?
Nashawn, let us pirate the mind of somebody who definitely knows where the economy is.
Yes.
And that is the governor of the Bank of Namibia, Johannes Gavaga. He spoke in Ketmanshoop last week, the campus of University of Namibia. And he was asked specifically to give his opinion on how well did the economy get through COVID-19.
Yeah.
And what was put out afterwards is a very lengthy, very analytical piece, but with some very acute highlights, which I immediately picked up on. Now, I think the overall picture that he tried to convey is that the economy is in a far better shape than what most of us anticipated a year ago.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that the economy is in a good shape. It's not. All the people who lost their jobs, all the people whose income was affected, all the people who don't know where their children are going to get jobs, all these uncertainties are still there. All the people who had to go borrow money, in other words, increase their debt just to survive the past 18 months, there's still a hard time before us for many of us, basically for everybody. But what it comes down to is what is the potential of the economy to revive itself? And that is the key question that he addressed in his presentation. And that is why I paid attention when I heard his opinion sort of immediately. Here is a person that is really knowledgeable about the economy.
Yeah.
As governor of the Bank of Namibia, he's on a very tight inside track. He knows exactly what's cooking in our books, so to speak, or what we can expect. And he comes out with a very positive, forward-looking view. So where we are now is that we've been impacted heavily. You know that the government debt, not the national debt, that part that the government borrows for itself, for its own operations,
right,
that has grown to 63% of gross domestic product. And again, you must remember what I told you last week.
Yes.
It is never my intention to scare people away from economics.
Uh-huh.
It's economics affect everybody.
Yes.
So I want you to enjoy when I'm telling you gross domestic product. Think of it like the turnover of a company. It is what the country produces as a whole. Mm-hmm. One big, I'm very fond of calling it Namibia Incorporated. So one big company we call Namibia Incorporated. What its turnover was over 12 months. Mm. So when we started on the growth phase in 2011, so it's 10 years ago.
Yes.
The government debt was about 16% of GDP. And that grew and grew and grew. And remember, we grew aggressively in 2012, 13, 14, 15.
Yes.
For 4 years.
Yes.
It was explosive. It was very hot.
Yes.
It was the stuff in the kitchen was boiling over almost.
Mm.
And then, as always the case in economics, you got to the point to a certain saturation level. But there were also external happenings, events that we do not control. For instance, the exchange rate, solely determined by South Africa. We don't determine that. The oil price, which affects the Angolan economy, and when the Angolan economy is affected, a very large part of the retail economy in Namibia is affected, because the Angolans with money come here to buy stuff and take it to Angola. And then we also had the interest rates that were slowly coming down.
Yes.
Now, this is before COVID, when we had the drastic interest rate cut.
Yes.
But do you get that bigger picture?
Yes, definitely.
We were still sort of living in a bubble, a very nice bubble, up to 2015. Everything was hunky-dory. And if anybody told you, listen, within a year from now, we are going to suffer, the average guy would have said, not at all. Not possible. And then 2016, all these elements that I just mentioned, they came together. Noticeable slowdown in the economy. And by early 2017, the Namibian economy was in trouble. There was still disagreement then, how serious the trouble is, how long will it last. But 17, 18, and 19, those 3 years were sort of the normalization period after the 12, 13, 14, 15 growth phase. So can you see from the years that I mentioned, this wave, up, grow, and then sort
down.
Of normalize, comes down, and you never know how far it's going to go up, and you don't know how far it's going to go down.
Yeah.
And this was until to the end of 2019, and we were beginning of 2020, we were sort of on our way to start rocking again. Everything was in place. And then in March, COVID switched off the lights.
And I would like to hold it there. We're quickly going to need to go for a quick break. I'd like to hear what your analysis is in terms of that very part that we left it off here. It is your Power Station Energy 100. My name is Nashawn. We're talking to the editor of The Economist, Mr. Daniel Scheinman. He's also an economic analyzer, and we'll be back right after the break.